And this morning from St. Mary's School, we have Steve Bahari. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Scott. And yes, this has been my 50th year teaching since I first started.
50 years.
Yes, at St. Mary's High School. I graduated from St. Vladimir's High School in Roblin, Manitoba, and went on to receive my bachelor's and master's in math from Creighton University in Omaha. Then I began graduate school at UNL when an opportunity for a one-year math position opened at the University of South Dakota in Vermilion. Completing my 1 year at USD, I returned to Omaha and checked into math positions in the Omaha Catholic schools. And so Father Buschelman contacted me and invited me to apply at St. Mary's in O'Neill. My first question.
What was that?
Where is O'Neill? Coming from Omaha to O'Neill was quite a change. Sister Carol was gracious as she interviewed me, and after giving me a tour of the campus, offered me a teaching position.
Nice.
At that time, it was the summer of 1973, and I was engaged to a young lady, Leela Machishan, who was finishing her teaching degree and was living in Lincoln. On my second trip to O'Neill, she accompanied me, and we began apartment hunting. Sister Carol was helpful in providing us with some options, and we agreed on a basement apartment in the home of Frank and Jenny Bond. I began teaching alongside Sister Marina that fall. Leela graduated from UNL that December, and on February 16, 1974, we were married at St. George's Ukrainian Catholic Church in Lincoln. When I began teaching at St. Mary's High School, there were 8 Franciscan sisters and 9 lay teachers on staff.
Really? Yeah.
Over my 50 years, we have had 2 nuns, Sister Carol and Sister Gloria, serving as principals in the high school, and 8 lay principals along with 9 pastors. As you can imagine, there are a lot of memories, and per my wife's encouragement,
okay,
I take this opportunity to share just
That's
a few.
Some good stuff, some good history here. Yeah.
Hope you enjoy this. Yeah. On my application, there was a line that asked for hobbies. Among other things, I put playing volleyball. Well, Sister Carol noted that made me the girls' volleyball coach.
Uh-huh.
So as coach, I told the girls, go out there and have fun. And fun they had. However, they didn't win a single game.
Oh. Your coaching record wasn't very good.
Nah, not that year. Next year, the new assigned coach quit in mid-season, and they recruited me to take over and finish the season, which I did. And thereafter, they never asked me to coach volleyball again.
Uh-huh. I did not know you coached volleyball, so now I learned something.
I tried.
Yeah.
Sister Antonella inspired me in the field of education. She was once a principal of St. Mary's Academy, and she taught many different subjects, including French, Spanish, and I think Latin, too. She told me to teach and teach and teach, all the way up to Easter. Thereafter, just maintain and maintain and maintain.
Uh-huh, right.
That was helpful to me for many decades. When I started teaching at St. Mary's, we were on the LAP system, which was the learning activities packets, and it was non-graded. There were no computers available at this time. Then later, the Department of Education in Lincoln came up with standards, then guidelines, then behavioral objectives, then with computers, online testing, and a few other upcoming innovations. Chalkboards were replaced by smart boards. By the way, I have a smart board, and I have a chalkboard still.
Yep, you gotta have that, I think.
Then there's whiteboards and Zoom technology that was very accommodating during the pandemic. Things keep changing, and I hope that for the better. Working at St. Mary's has been an adventure, but most of all, as I reflect, a true blessing from God. There was one time a senior in my class who was very obnoxious and wouldn't cooperate with any of my lessons. I actually thought it was time to quit teaching. But the Lord spoke to me quietly and said, Steve, your problem will be solved in 2 months. That's when the student graduated.
There you go.
I continue to keep on teaching. More recently, several girls have said to me in my class, I'm going to cry, Mr. Bahari.
Yeah.
To which I replied, well, here's a box of Kleenex. No tears were really shed.
Ironically, yeah.
I had the privilege of teaching math to my own children. My 2 girls are nurses. Grace lives in Kansas City. Joy lives in Lincoln. And my son, Chris, will be promoted to Lieutenant Colonel in the Air Force this month and is currently stationed in the Netherlands at NATO.
Nice. And he said Mets today.
That's right? Today, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Probably. So neat. That's congratulations.
Thank
That's
you. Awesome. I now have the privilege of working alongside two outstanding principals, Paula Atkinson of the high school and Jenny Schneider in the grade school. They are doing a great job. Both were students in my math classes. Mm-hmm. In fact, several of the younger teachers at St. Mary's grade school and high school were my former students. A couple of my current students have mentioned to me, Mr. Bahri, you taught my grandfather. And yes, I did.
You bet. Well, Steve, you've had a great career, and obviously being there for 50 years.
It's been a blessing.
You've really enjoyed it. And I want to know, how many cameras have you went through?
Oh.
If you've never seen Mr. Bahri at a game or at an event, there's plenty of photo history taken.
Where do you develop film now?
Yeah, exactly. O'Neill Pharmacy. Yeah.
No, I mean the
rolls.
Rolls.
I wouldn't know where you
I don't
would
think
take
they
it.
Have those anymore.
I don't, yeah.
I think I got rid of that camera.
Did you? Yeah. Well, thanks for taking the history, because that's, I know that means a lot to the students and the faculty and residents of O'Neill to be able to go back through some of the great photos you've taken.
Yeah, and there's so many other things I could have said, wanted to say, but there's just no time for that.
Exactly, yeah. Well, how about some upcoming events at St. Mary's this week?
Well, today the junior high students will attend the ESU 8 Quiz Bowl competition in Neely.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, Wednesday, March 1st, St. Mary's speech team will be competing at Riverside. I think that's around Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And they will compete in districts at Why Not on Monday, March 6th. After defeating Paxton last Friday, our girls' basketball team is state-bound. On Thursday, March 2nd at 8:10 in the morning, we will have a send-off in our school gym for girls going to state. Their first game at state is Thursday, March 2nd at 7:45 p.m. in the Bob Devaney Arena. They play Why Not.
Yep, and we'll have that on KBRX Thursday night.
Thank you. And then our third quarter ends Friday, March 10th.
Crazy.
And our first track meet is on March 28th.
Yeah, it might be the snow. You might have to run in your snow pants for track this year for the start out. So. Well, Steve, you've obviously, like we said, have enjoyed teaching at St. Mary's School. 50 years you've been there. And we thank you for everything you've done, not only at St. Mary's, but also here in our community, too.
Thank you very much, Scott. God bless you all.
All right, have a great week.
Thank you.
Steve Bahri from St. Mary's School.